This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, let's get some reaction to this Spanish bailout from right here in New York. Julia Coronado is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. She's with us as she is every Monday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it looks kind of like another Band-Aid for Europe, I have to say, another big bailout to kind of buy time to deal with the debt crisis.
Absolutely. So this is an effort to buy a little insurance and limit contagion ahead of the Greek elections that are coming up next weekend. And you're right, the plan lacks details and it raises nearly as many questions as it answers. So it really is just buying a little time, sending the signal that the Eurozone does stand behind its biggest countries and therefore hopefully there won't be a panic after the Greek elections.
Well, when you look at the European crisis right now, it does start to look a little bit more like what we had back in 2008, unfortunately. They're just all these different things happening at the same time, and you're just watching these bailouts go from one place to the other to the other.
Yeah, well, and in fact, you know, what one could argue is that European policymakers have been overly complacent, and maybe part of that reflects the fact that they really haven't experienced what we went through in 2008, where we really were in a free fall in financial markets, in the economy. It really was, you know, the end of life as we knew it, it seemed. Right. And so policymakers took aggressive action, whereas they've been kind of able to kick the can down the road, muddle along in this kind of piecemeal fashion for a while now.
Well, what are you going to be watching for as we head into those Greek elections this weekend, which, of course, could lead to a Greek exit from the euro?
Well, what we're looking for is there a clear enough outcome for the centrist parties that looks like they can form a coalition that will in turn renegotiate the terms of the Greek bailout and maintain them as a Eurozone participant? If, on the other hand, the extremist parties gain traction, then we're going to be facing some pretty bad fallout Monday morning.
Well, we'll be talking to you about it, I'm sure, next Monday. Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks, as always.
It's a pleasure.